Something's going terribly wrong in American society, and it's hurting our children, and it's going to have an impact for generations to come. These are the words of former NPR reporter Juan Williams, now a Fox News contributor, when he was speaking with several other male colleagues about the recent Pew study that discovered that in 4 out of 10 marriages, women are now the primary wage earner in the home. Williams also said in this very same conversation that we are now seeing, quote, the disintegration of marriage, unquote. All because some wives are now making more money than their husbands. Imagine if men started taking their wives' last names. I'm guessing Williams would declare that this is a sign that the end of days is near. Eric Erickson, another Fox commentator, also said on what is clearly a trend to be feared, women out-earning their husbands. He said, quote, when you look at biology, look at the natural world, the roles of a male and female in society. In other animals, the male typically is the dominant role. The female is not antithesis or is not competing. It's a complementary role, unquote. It seems as if he is saying that wives earning more than their husbands is contrary to nature itself. That birds gotta fly, that fish gotta swim. That a wife's natural role is to be a helpmate to her husband. Not to compete with him, not to make more money than he, but simply to stand by his side, smiling, longingly, and being ready to aid him in any way she can, and clearly doing nothing that may bruise his fragile ego. This notion that women are but men's helpmates, and that they're earning more money than their husbands is turning nature on its head and resulting in the destruction of the institution of marriage, even had some of the female hosts on the Fox Channel upset. And while I often don't agree with Fox commentators, I did agree with Megyn Kelly when she asked Eric Erickson, what makes you dominant and me submissive? And who died and made you scientist in chief? And when Greta Van Susteren asked, have these men lost their minds? The answer, unfortunately, is that these men haven't lost their minds. They have simply accepted as normative that marriage is defined as being between a man and a woman, with the man in charge, out-earning his wife. I'm guessing they also believe that the man, the husband, should have the final word on all matters of importance for the couple and the family. But saying that aloud is more difficult. So they rant and they rave about women making more money than their spouses. One has to wonder, if these men think it is wrong for women to earn more than their spouses, do they also think it's wrong for women to have leadership roles in corporations or academics or in government? Suggesting that women earning more than their husbands is an affront to nature is to say that women should be relegated to being forever a second-class citizen. This harms women, and it diminishes our society as a whole. I have to say, if these narrow-minded commentators represent the best of men's thinking, we're in deep trouble. I'm Rabbi Robert Barr of Congregation Beth Adam. I invite you to take a look at my Jewish Legends Revisited. You can find them at the iTunes bookstore. Just search under my name. And take a look at our sister website, ourjewishcommunity.org. And as always, thanks for listening.